man. Hey, you know what, too? I was hearing how you've been dabbling with being a DJ, you know. Do you like being behind the mic in a studio?
Some people have wanted to sit in the back of the fire truck once, you know, with the Dalmatian and be the fireman, fire person. Mm-hmm. And some people wanted to, you know, take a trip in the front of an airplane or something.
Yeah.
And I always grew up wanting to be, you know, the guy who goes, it's 7 o'clock, and now the traffic, Stacey. I always practiced that as a kid, you know, when I was supposed to be practicing, I don't know what, Glee Club, you know, or... Uh-huh. That's what you would say, that's what you would practice to yourself on your when you were walking off to everything from fourth grade on for me.
So you
would imitate everything from Wolfman Jack to Don Cornelius.
Yeah.
That's right. For fro or row, it's the only way to go. Brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Fine Hair Care Products. Or you would imitate, you know, screaming fast top 40 disc jockeys going, hopping and bobbing and bobbing with the best bet for the boss beat. You know, or you would be like a heroin-addicted FM underground disc jockey.
Uh-huh.
We would probably be 12 years old and smoking somebody's Marlboros, passing around a Marlboro in the backyard going, so, here's another cut.
Yeah. So you just kind of pull all those together when you do your thing now, or?
Well, now, you know, I'm somewhere between Groucho and, you know, Master of the Lightning Blade.
Yeah.
So.
Is it something that you actually want to explore a little more, or you're just having fun with?
Oh, I'm just having fun with it. It's a great way to play your own records, if nothing else.
Yeah, there you go.
Also, you know, it's easy to do it once or twice, okay?
Right.
As you well know, it's a marathon sport.
Yeah.
Any dweeb can make it down the first 2 kilometers and look sharp for the camera.
Right.
But in fact, the winner is the one who does the distance. And I don't know if I can handle distance. That's the break point, is being able to do it over and over. Anybody can, like me, can invite all of our friends down to the comedy club and have one incredible night of stand-up hilarity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then when all the friends go home and so forth, then it's down to then it's where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
And that's where professionals like yourself have to be hired.
Well, they just hired me yesterday.
How's it going?
I'm kidding. It's going great.
There
I'm
you
getting
go.
My last paycheck tomorrow. No, I just,
is it really?
No. Actually, I've been here for about 5.5 years, so I'm doing okay.
Oh, okay. There
but,
you go.
Yeah, you know, I just thought that being on stage in front of a crowd, though, you have to, I would imagine you get more energy from that, because it's different being in a studio with a mic in front of you and not really talking to anybody.
The amount of time that you actually spend on the stage is a result of a million, for every 1 minute that you see on stage, there's probably 3 hours invested in what leads up to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's, I don't know how else you would explain it. Everybody's talking about snipers on television. They say one bullet, one shot, or whatever they call it. One shot, one kill. Well, it's not that. It takes 3,000 bullets to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And if you're going to go on stage and you're going to be in a knockout shot for, you know, 1 minute, it's going to take you 3,000 minutes to build your way up to that.
Right.
And that's where you need to decide if you really love this. Because if you don't do it.
So what
job will literally kill you?
You obviously probably don't have to work for the rest of your life. What keeps driving you to
perform?
Well,
the person who said that money can't buy happiness is probably shopping in the wrong mall. Yeah, that's right. As far as using what I do as a passport,
yeah.
I use my celebrity.
Yeah.
Oh, you bet, man. And I use it to meet all kinds of interesting people. I use it to sleep with some of those people.
Is there anyone that you haven't met yet that you'd love to, or somebody you'd like to work
there
with?
There is that one.
That one.
One at a time.
Okay. Pace yourself. Sure.
Keep it real, y'all.
Seriously, who haven't you met? It seems like you've probably met just about everybody in the world.
oh, there's always somebody new, and they seem to be making them younger every day.
Yeah, amazing, huh?
That coupled with the future's looking brighter every beer I pour in me, Stacey. And, yeah, it's just all so damn possible.
All right, how about people you never want to see again?
Oh, it's hard enough being angry at people I care about.
Yeah.
You weren't about to bring up Hagar, were you?
No, actually, I wasn't sure where we would go with that. It just kind of popped out. but
actually,
I have to...
there's nobody that I don't, you know, there's, I don't think there's anybody who's like of such regret. I'm trying to think of somebody that, you know, I couldn't stand to see. But you know what? I outlasted them all.
Not even that lawyer?
I guess if you sit beside the river of life long enough, the bodies of all your enemies will float by sooner or later.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man. Well, do you ever feel the urge to, I know, what was it, Gene Simmons, right? I mean, he put you guys up for your first record deal. You ever feel the urge to be somebody else's Gene Simmons? Maybe discover, develop up-and-comers?
Well, in a general sense, you know how some girls are saying they're looking for Mr. Right? I'm looking for Miss Right now. And I feel that it's my job to teach the youngsters and get them off to the big leagues where they belong, Stacey.
Yeah. Musically?
Did I deal with that in a group therapy sense? Are we still on the air, woman?
Yeah, okay. But musically...
Hey, anybody can pick up the guitar. It's why you did.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think every single musician I've ever spoken to, the initiative behind that was definitely women, big part, right?
Absolutely. You know, that's dancing down the picket fence for Becky Thatcher, Tom Sawyer style. That's never changed. I have a true fascination with the art form, but why show up to work day after day after day?
Right.
Booty. Booty pulls a freight train.
So you never see yourself settling down, huh?
Oh, ultimately, sure. My family's always been old school, you know, old school Russian.
Yeah.
You know, it's... My Uncle Dave didn't get married to have his first kid until he was like 55, 56.
No, good for him.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, you know, it's not about throwing the football. It's how you throw the football.
Right.
You know, that in itself is really old school. My grandparents were the same way. So, you know, it's quite literally what I grew up with.
Uh-huh.
As far as sowing the wild oats, hey, you know, nowadays I take Jesus... Wine, women, and song probably accounts for 90% of my money, and I just throw the rest away.
That doesn't sound too bad. Oh, man. Well, so you've got the new CD. You're going to be on VH1. Where do you go from here? I mean, you've done it all. What's next?
Oh, I think more and more of the same. But instead of painting a lot more leaves on the tree, I like to paint within smaller and smaller inside. There's a focus to this. There's always something new around the corner. There's always some new thing happening in music.
Yeah.
I always operated more as a fan than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, you know, what can I invent today? It's more about, gee, where do I buy that?
Yeah.
Jesus, where do I get one of those?
So, and
what is it? Will one of those fit her? You're kidding.
So you just kind of go where life takes you?
It's a little bit of the Black Labrador approach, yeah, but you need, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
You need a little bit of that.
Yeah.
You know, the constant ambition, Jesus. You know, the trouble with self-improvement is knowing when it's time to quit, Stacey.
Yeah.
Anybody who's ever had the... disprivilege of living with a saint, I'll tell you that. Only thing worse than being a saint and having to be a saint is having to live with a saint.
Yeah. So knowing when to quit. Well, that obviously means that you're not going to be stopping anytime soon then.
Oh, guys like me have to be carried off the field on our shield. You know that.
Well, that's great, because we look forward to having you around for a very long time performing. And like I said, this new CD coming out July 8th. Any of those songs on there, are anyone your favorite?
Well, they're all the favorites. All sounds the same to me.
What?
This is my life is a video. Why stop now? Here's the latest chapter. Here's how it all looks. This stuff is Technicolor. Like I said, I sell smiles. Did I already tell you that?
No, but I believe you.
Big wraparound Technicolor, make your skull fall off the top of your body, smiles.
And that's
brought smiles to the hips of people around the world. And also what I sell is after two or three of these songs, whether it's live or on the record, you feel like sleeping with somebody.
That's...
Maybe not me, but you definitely feel like sleeping with somebody.
Reason enough to go out and buy it, right?
Oh, that makes me permanent. Are you kidding?
You need to put that, you know, on the advertising. That's
I think it's been in between the lines and in all the subtext for a really long time, Stace.
That is perfect.
Subtext. Don't you love that stuff?
Oh man! So you're still touring. You're amidst touring right now, right? I mean, you've got a ways to go.
Yeah,
still.
But if I follow you home, would you keep me?
Yeah, come on over, be a DJ for us, and then yeah, we'll...
Uh
oh.
There's the phone. It was either the blonde or Logan. Either way, it spelled trouble.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time.
Stace, be well.
All right, you too.